Lord. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call?
This is Jackie, Indiana.
Good morning, Jackie. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Candy from Chicago.
Good morning, Minister Candy. Welcome to the Master's Call. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to each of you. We're going to go ahead and get this call started. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and it is a privilege to wake up in the land of the living and to greet each one of you here on the Master's Call on what I call Manifestation Monday. See, God said to act, so we want him to manifest great things on the line up in our lives today and every day. So we welcome you to the Master's Call. So God bless each of you and welcome, welcome, welcome. See, the Master's Call started back on October the 25th, 2010, by our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts from Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon from Dallas, Texas. And see, God spoke to their hearts and to their minds and told them that they needed to bring about the Master's Call. So that is why every Monday through Friday we're able to tap in to the Master's Call. So we thank God for our founders, and we pray that God will continue to do great things in their lives. See, the scripture reference that this call stands on can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, when you dial into this call, our mission statement is that your lives will be enriched, enhanced, and empowered as you begin your day. See, we begin our days on the Master's Call seeking him, seeking his presence, seeking his face, seeking his power, seeking his provision, seeking his wisdom, and seeking his direction and guidance for our lives. Because, see, here we know that it's all about the Master, and we cannot do anything without him. So we move ourselves out the way so that we can seek him first to find out truly what it is that we need to do and how we need to move in our day. So we bless God for each of you, the Master Call listeners. We thank you for dialing in and sending emails and sending prayer requests and just sending praise reports in. And if you're out there this morning and you would like to send a praise report or prayer request, if you would like to be a prayer intercessor on this line, if the Lord has been nudging you to walk into your purpose and to just, you know, go into another place that you are not comfortable in, you know, to pray out loud on the Master's Call, then I invite you to send us an email, and our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And if you have missed any of our messages, I invite you to go online to our website, which can be found at www.themastersmorningcall@wordpress.com. Once again, themastersmorningcall@wordpress.com. And all of our messages have been archived there in order by the speaker, by the title. So depending on what you're going through in your day, there are plenty of subjects there, plenty of topics that will relate to everything that we go through. See, on the Master's Call, we make sure that the Lord is magnified above every situation that we go through, above every circumstance, above every problem, above every trial and tribulation. See, when we magnify the Lord and we make him bigger, we know that all things will work out right. So we bless God for each of you. And see, the vehicle that brought everyone here together on the Master's Call was none other than Artist International, a Christian-based health and wellness company started by the Diaz de Leon family over 20 years ago, and they allowed their vision to be shared with us. So we are changing lives internationally all around the world. So if you are an Artist International distributor on the line this morning, then I say tap into your back office and see what is going on with Artist International. If you have not gone and looked at www.artist.com/vision2012, then I say go and look into that website and see what Vision 2012 and Artist International is going to be about. If you have not already called Lowe's Lake in Las Vegas to reserve your room for Extravaganza, which will be March the 9th, 10th, and 11th, then I say do so today. They're not asking that you pay any money right now, but they are asking, or we are asking, that you call in to make your reservation for Extravaganza. Do not wait till the last minute, but be proactive and make it happen. So if you're not an artist distributor on this line and you're wondering what Artist International is about, then I invite you to go back to the person that invited you to this call and ask them what Artist International is about. So we bless God for each of you. So at this time, I'm going to ask my sister, Minister Willa, if she would come to the line and open us up in a word of prayer. Minister Willa, are you there at this time?
Thank you, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5 tells us to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Father, we worship you. We praise your name. We honor you. We give your name glory, for you are our God, and you are good, and you are worthy to be praised. Father, we ask you to forgive us our sins and help us to be like you in everything we do. We give thanks to Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa, and Artist International, the reason why we are gathered here today. Father, we thank and praise you for their faithfulness and for the vision. Bless them in a mighty way. We thank you for our host and praise you for Tiffany and her faithfulness, Lord, and for our prayer partners. And, oh, God, we praise and thank you for our listeners who are faithful, who have joined us each and every Friday, Monday through Friday morning. Bless them indeed. Father, as we enter into this Thanksgiving week, where celebrations will go on across the country and abroad, right now we lift up our men and women in the military who might want to be home with their families and cannot be. Keep them safe, we pray in Jesus' name. Father, there are going to be members of our family who will not be with us this Thanksgiving because they are at home with you. Oh, Lord, please comfort our hearts, oh, God. And, Father, let us know that they have the best seat at the table because they are sitting at your feet. So we thank and praise you for that, oh, God. Father, we ask for traveling mercies for friends and family members who are coming for Thanksgiving. Cover their mode of transportation. Cover them with your precious blood. Have your angels encamp around about them, Lord, and bless our time together with them. And, Father, for the homeless and those who are lonely, let us do our part to make a difference in their lives, oh, Lord. For the grace of God, it could be us. Now, Father, bless the woman of God, our speaker, Dr. Vanessa, who is coming to bring us a rhema word. We thank and praise you for that word that you have already birthed in her to give us to hear during this time. Father, let us feast on the word. Let us chew on it. Let us digest it. Meditate on it, Lord, so that it becomes the very fiber of our lives and that we be a blessing to others with it. Now we stand against the enemy. We come against Satan and his cohorts and any spirit that might try to attempt, disrupt this call. The blood of Jesus is over the airwaves, dissolving and canceling any interference that might try to come against it. We call it done. We know the transmission is clear, and we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you, my sister, Minister Willa, for clearing the airways that our call would go forth clearly and effectively this morning. We thank God for you. So at this time, it's time for the Word of God. And I would like to introduce and bring to you a founder of this call, the Master's Call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who hails from Dallas, Texas. And today I'm going to go ahead and break down her name into words that describe her. I hear you laughing out there. See, they never know what I'm going to do, but I say she is victorious. She is anointed. She is noble, she is efficient, she is saved and sanctified, and she is anointed. So it is my privilege and my pleasure to bring to the floor this morning none other than the co-founder of this call, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, at this time. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. I never know what you're going to do, so I praise God for the God in you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for being such an awesome host, and my God, Willa, after that prayer, everybody can preach, and I thank God for you clearing the airwaves, and for each and every one of you on this call this morning. I tell you, we're going to continue in this exciting word. We ministered it yesterday, and I had them cracking up laughing. I got my own self excited because it's been such a confirmation in the spirit as we've been talking about love and as I listen to other men and women of God talk about the need to love. We're going to talk about this morning how love perseveres, how love perseveres. If this is your first time hearing this series, the title of our series is I Love You, Lord, and Daily Seek to Please You. I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. Our text scripture can be found in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, and then the 13th verse, many refer to as the love chapter, where Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, which we have explained many times, was a seaport city where commerce, great commerce went on there, all types of religions and beliefs and theologies were floating there, and when Christianity was birthed there, many people were trying to bring in their carnal, their fleshly nature into a spiritual situation of Christianity. Wow, we haven't really gone too far from that in 2011, but Paul was writing to the church at Corinth, reminding them that the love that God talks about isn't that feely love, which is brotherly love, which we get the city of Philadelphia from. It definitely isn't that eros love, which is the erroneous sensual zones. And that's why Corinth had so many sexual perversions, the bathhouses. See, even back then, men were with little boys and many wives and just whorehouses. You just think of it, they had it going on in Corinth. And God plants a church there, and he has to teach them what true agape love is. So we defined agape love in the beginning of our series as love that is self-sacrificing. It prefers others. It's the highest form of love. And it's the kind of love that when God, and all through the scriptures, when he refers to love, he's referring to the love that is full of self-sacrifice, which led him to the ultimate sacrifice of his death on the cross. Let's read the scripture, because that's our foundation and our rock. And as I've been saying every week with this series, because I tell you, some of this hits us square in our little emotional heart, that you can wrestle with this word, but let's make sure that the word of God wins. Verse 4, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Verse 7, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. And then skip down to verse 13, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. And we've gone through verses 5 and verses 6 and started in verse 7 where last week we got on where love always hopes. And this morning I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the other lessons, but I want to focus in on love always perseveres. Love always perseveres. See, we have to examine some key principles of what does persevere mean. Persevere is endure. It's used interchangeably in the scriptures of enduring, meaning sticking with it, finishing your course. I love when I was in Tulsa, our bishop there used to always give us the analogy that we should and so could easily picture. He said, love takes a licking and keeps on sticking like a postage stamp. When you stick it to the envelope, it's going to hang through rain, sleet, snow, storm, dirt, thrown around. That stamp says, I'm going to hang on here till we get to our destination. And the self-sacrificing love of God tells us that it perseveres. See, we live in a society where when things get rough, folks just throw in the towel and quit. in relationships, in marriages, even in the church. Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Bible-toting, oral-slinging Christians have a 51% divorce rate, according to Frank Bartleman's church statistics. That's scary. We got the power, or as old saints say, the power, and we still are not persevering. I want to say amen or oh me this morning. When we make a commitment, when we give our word, we've got to persevere through the highs and the lows, as Paul wrote, to abound and abase. We're going to go through some keys this morning, and we want to get it rooted and grounded in us, that agape love. When we say, I love you, Lord, we're making a covenant commitment to him that I'm going to persevere and call on the name of Jesus and trust in you and your word no matter what. I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, and I'm going to persevere. That's my journey. That's my process. That's my pilgrimage. I'm going to get to that place called destiny. I'm going to walk it out to that place called purpose. Even if tears are streaming down my face, I'm not going to get out of position with you. When we say, I love you, Lord, and I daily seek to please you. See, we can't use the feely love anymore. We can't live the use the, well, I feel like loving you today, and tomorrow I may not feel like, Agape love calls for a higher standard. Love always perseveres. So let's go through with some key principles. Principle one, when love protects and when love perseveres, it causes us to be a marathon saint. Key principle one, you're a marathon saint, not a sprint runner. What do you mean by that, Pastor? Well, you're going to stay in till you win. You're not going to give up and give out. And, you know, a marathon, if you think of a track, so you have a 100-yard dash, and then you have the 440 or the 880. Well, a marathon saint, key principle one says that I'm going to stick with it till I finish my course. I'm going to decide today to be a marathon saint and not just a sprint runner. I'm going to decide today to be a marathon saint and not just a sprint runner. We're going to endure. We're going to endure. See, we have to understand that some situations are not going to turn around overnight, but they will turn around when we stay faithful. They'll turn around when we keep on walking it out. They'll stay around when we stay mentally tough. You know, Robert Schuller had a book out years ago saying that tough situations don't always last, but tough people do. Meaning when we're rooted and grounded in Christ, we'll weather the storm. We'll be that palm tree that when the winds of the hurricane blow, it bends even level parallel to the ground, but it comes right back up because the adversities of life cannot uproot it. Be a marathon saint today. See, not just a microwave mentality. That's what spoiled us. We want to drive through blessing. We want to pray this morning and be upset because God didn't answer it by tonight. Well, you've been acting like that. Have crazy stuff on stupid for 20 years, you won't give God at least 2 weeks? Come on, come on. See, we've got to decide and commit to ourselves that I love you, Lord, and I'm going to walk it out no matter what. What does the word of God say? Mark 13:13. It says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that shall endure, persevere until the end, the same shall be saved. No matter what, decide today. I'm a marathon saint. I'm not fickle. I'm not double-minded, as James 1 talks about, double-minded man, unstable in all their ways. I'm going to stick with it for the long haul. Principle number two, perseverance goes with peace and patience. Persevere with peace and patience. What are you saying? Keep an attitude of gratitude throughout the journey. Mike Murdoch has an awesome saying, which says, patience always causes deception to raise its ugly head. See, a lot of times, perseverance is for our protection because we got some folks in our boat who don't belong there. We got some folks on our team who weren't part of God's purpose. We've got some folks hooked in our destiny that God didn't decide for them to go along. And when you keep the peace of God, see, peace is important because you hear God better when it's peace. See, some of us, our lives are just too drama. Every day I literally say out of my mouth, God, I need a drama-free day, free of drama people. See, we all know some saints in our lives who every time they come around, it's some drama. And they don't even tend to be happy because if it's peaceful, they're going to create some drama. Don't say amen or oh me. And that's not God. God operates in the peace as he leads the sheep by the still waters. And the first thing the enemy does, the most obvious tools of the enemy, if you don't get nothing else this morning, know that one of the main tricks of the enemy is to disturb your peace so that there's all kinds of confusion and you can't hear him clearly. So you can't hear God clearly. And the enemy always will come in with distractions of things to get you off centered and to steal your peace. And when you keep the peace of God, that Isaiah 26:3 peace, the peace that surpasses all of your understanding, so that in the midst of the turbulence, in the midst of the storm, you're anchored in the peace of God, saying, I don't know how God's going to work it out, but I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to keep on being focused and faithful and be that marathon saint doing what he's assigned me to do. Because I know as I remain patient, trusting in him, he's going to show up and show out in my behalf. And as you're patient, trusting God, boy, it clearly shows what's of God and what's not of God. See, time has a way of revealing and exposing the intents first of our own hearts and then the hearts of others. And too often we're just moving too fast, not being patient and taking our time, that we miss the signals, we miss the signs that persevering with agape love would have shown us. Ah, the word of God says in Luke 22, verses 31 through 32, giving you the word, the 31st and 32nd verse of Luke 22 says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. See, some of us know we were a Holy Ghost mess 10 years ago. And somebody put up with us, was patient with us. See, Peter was a cussing fisherman. He wasn't a cursing. He was a cussing fisherman. You look at him wrong, you make him mad. Come on. When they came to the garden to get Jesus, Peter cut off the ear, took his sword and cut off the ear of one of the guards, and Jesus had to heal him. Peter was full of, I won't ever forsake you. And then before the cock crowed three times, some of us know that's our resume. Oh, but as God had us hang in there, and as we just kept on keeping on, oh, but on Pentecost Sunday, it was Peter who got up and ministered, and they said, who is this fisherman? See, persevering, we're a work in process. Persevering, we'll stay on the potter's wheel. Persevering, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. This morning, some of us got to understand we have to go through our own process. We have to be patient with those around us because all of us, saints and ain'ts, were diamonds in the rough that God is perfecting for his glory and our good. Right along, key principle number three, pace yourself for the journey. Pace yourself for the journey by being prepared. Pace yourself for the journey by being prepared. How do you do that, Dr. Vanessa? Well, you use focused faith. Focused faith. I call it laser faith. Mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Ephesians 6:9, very familiar. King James Version says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, but in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See, I learned years ago when I was associate pastor with Bishop Reams out in Oakland, California. I was over all of her outreaches, and she has a transitional home, Matilda Cleveland Transitional Home. And I learned the big difference between a shelter and a transitional home that taught me enduring and perseverance. See, with a shelter, we're just trying to shower you, wash you up, give you a place to rest your head, and send you out. We try to deal with your mindset, but mainly we're just dealing with your basic Maslow needs. Oh, but when you get in a transitional home and we're trying to transition your mindset, your stinking thinking, when we're trying to transition your daily habits so that they become good, practices of faith. Oh, that's hard work. And persevering with people who don't even believe in themselves, persevering with people who just keep messing up, and persevering with people who just don't get it. Ah, that's the transition. So we've got to learn to stand and be the anchor and stay faithful through the process. Ephesians 6:13 says, wherefore, take unto the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Somebody got to be the pillar. Somebody's got to be the focal, faithful person that says, I know it looks messed up. I know it feels jacked up sideways, but God is going to work it out. God is going to fix it out if we persevere. Stand for truth, so you won't fall for error. Stand for truth, so you won't be distracted by deception. Stand for truth, so you won't slip into sensationalism or just good old hype. Stand for truth, so you won't stumble by stubborn pride. Oh, stand for truth, so you will triumph through each trial. Decide that I am the pillar of my family. I'm going to be the one that brings forth the household salvation. I'm going to persevere. I'm at my time, and I got two more principles, but let me sneak one more in for the road. Principle 4, prayer keeps you pushing forward. Prayer keeps you pushing forward. See, when you keep praying, that push, pray until something happens, it prepares the heavens for your breakthrough. Stay in a posture of prayer and praise. I love how Pastor Chuck, both of us, get ourselves excited when we just start talking about the goodness of Jesus, how faithful he's been with us in our mess. He still gave us a message. When we were tripping, he still gave us some triumph. When we were just an emotional mess, he brought us eternal victory. Oh, we've got to pray, pray. Ephesians 6:18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Some of us, we just got to pray it through. I always tell people, you don't wrestle against folks, you wrestle against spirit. Don't get mad at Kevin. Don't get mad at Sherry. Get mad at the spirit of insecurity. Get mad at the Jezebel spirit. Curse the assignment of the enemy. Speak against the spirit and watch the people change. And I'm going to try this last one. Is the key of persevering brings about the godly perfecting. Persevering brings about the godly perfecting. It's your maturing process. And the scripture is in Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus. Let God perfect. Perfect means mature in the Hebrew. Stay in your position and let God complete the work he's begun in you. Again, it's all about for his glory and our good. So when we say, I love you, Lord, and I daily seek to please him, the love today is for us to persevere. And I seal this word in your spirits that you're not a quitter. You'll not grow weary in well-doing. If God established it, if God decreed it over his life, you will not drop the baton that will change your generation. You will run on to the end. As old folks say, you will run on and see what the end's going to be. And it is victory in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Back to you, Miss Tiffany.
Wow, what a powerful word from the Lord this morning. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that anointed on-time word. I love you, Lord, and daily seek to please you. How love perseveres. She said that we are, number one, going to be a marathon saint. Number two, we will persevere with peace. Number three, we're going to pace ourselves for the journey by being prepared. Number four, prayer keeps us pushing forward. And five, persevering brings about the godly perfected. What a powerful, powerful on-time word. We thank you, woman of God, for getting our souls straight. We thank you for just allowing us to be corrected and to be shaped into where God is trying to take us in this season. God bless you. And at this time, I'm going to ask our prayer general if she would come to the line and close us out in a word of prayer. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I can. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and thank you for that powerful word, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that it's been placed on good ground, Father, and we will persevere, Father. Teach us how to persevere, Father, for you are the potter and we're your clay. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, because we will continue to lift up those who have come before you, Father, with needs and concerns, Lord. We thank you, Father, because they meditate on your word. And in your word, Father God, you said in Proverbs 4, chapter verses 20 through 22, for us to attend to your word, to incline them to our ears, to your sayings, Father, and for it not to depart, Lord God, because we know that once it's in our heart, Father, we know that it is life and it is health to our flesh. Thank you for your word, Lord God, and I speak it over Minister Panquita and Evangelist Beatty and over Kip and Miss Beverly and Pastor Patrick, Father, because your word is health over their bodies, Father. Health, Father God. You heal them of all diseases. You delivered them from destruction. And I decree and declare that they walk in divine health, Father, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. I decree and I declare that their blood count, Father God, is normal, Lord. I decree and I declare, Father God, that the doctors will find exactly what is wrong with Pastor Patrick, Father. And we believe your report, Father. They are going to be amazed, Lord God, of the report that you will bring forward because of your word that has gone forward. Lord, I thank you for Wanda, Father. I thank you that she has the mind of Christ. She can and she will do all things through you, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are the best teacher. I thank you that you bring back to her remembrance all that she studies, Father God, for her class, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, her desire is to please you, Father. So, Lord, I thank you that there will not be any type of slothfulness or procrastination in her, Father. Show her your plan and your strategy, Lord God. Show her how to walk, Father God, the way that you want us to be. Father, walking in excellence, Lord, in all that we do. And because she's humbly come before you, Father, and you give us the desires of our heart, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that it will be clear for her, Father, and we will hear the great report and be able to rejoice with her in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for the woman of God that has brought the word forward, Father. You fill her to overflowing with more of you as she continues, Lord God, to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Tiffany. Thank you, Lord God, for Minister Willa. And thank you, Lord God, for the master family, Lord, for the master's call, Father, and for the founders of this call. We will, Lord, persevere. We will go forward, Lord, and be your minister in the marketplace. In Jesus' name, back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, women of God, for sealing the message and sealing the call in prayer. To you, Minister Willa, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, anointed and appointed woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for that powerful word of God. And to each of you, the Master Call listeners, we thank God for you. And we pray as each of us leave this line that we will go out into the world and first of all manifest love, and also that we would submit, obey, and accept the will of God to be that great minister in the marketplace. And we will hear you all on the line tomorrow. Have a blessed day. Goodbye for now.